This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we mentioned yesterday, the latest round of Sino-American trade talks is happening in Beijing this week, Washington next. As happens in negotiations this complicated, the really tricky stuff has been left till the end: forced technology transfers and intellectual property theft, to be specific. But you know what affects way more American companies in China than those two things? Something called trademark squatting. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack sat down with some intellectual property experts and sent us this report from Shanghai.
Top 10 fashion brands.
Sure.
2018.
Joe Simone is an intellectual property specialist. He says if you look up the trendiest fashion brands, first one on the list comes from the UK, chances are the trademark is already registered in China by someone else.
We have one, two, three different companies that have filed for it. The first one, it was a company in Jinhua City in Zhejiang Province.
The UK brand owner has not filed for a Chinese trademark. It means if the UK label sells its clothing in Shanghai's shopping malls, it can be sued for infringing on trademark holders, who all appear to be Chinese nationals.
Well, these guys almost certainly aren't using the mark. They're sitting around waiting to be bought out.
He calls these trademark filers pirates, and they exist because, unlike the U.S., where trademark rights are granted to the one who uses the mark first, in China, it's given to who registers the mark first. Last year, Simone surveyed 500 American fashion designers, and half of them said they had been victims of trademark squatting. Some brand owners, like basketball star Michael Jordan, try to fight back. Chinese news outlets hailed his trademark victory in 2016. That's when China's Supreme Court ruled that Jordan has a right to the Chinese rendering of his name, Qiao Dan. It took him years to win and didn't prevent the multi-million dollar sportswear company Qiao Dan from using a logo similar to Jordan's Nike brand. Plus, there are high legal fees for these court cases, says Simone.
Which is why sometimes companies say, I'll pay $50,000, I'll pay $100,000, sometimes, you know, up to $500,000 when, you know, to settle with these sort of pirates.
Even if you don't plan on selling to Chinese consumers, you should guard your trademark, says lawyer Dan Harris. He advises companies that do business in China.
We were contacted by four European companies that controlled maybe around 80% of a particular product market.
Those firms all produced in China, but didn't file for trademarks. So one of their Chinese manufacturers registered all four European brands.
Then once they actually got their China trademark, they told these four companies, you cannot ship product from China anymore. It was a disaster for these four companies.
Trademark squatting is not unique to China, but there are so many people filing, says Diane Reed with Kenobi Martins in California.
We still continue to bring new actions against different entities trying to cleverly register a mark that's very similar.
But a few days before the new round of U.S.-China trade talks, intellectual property specialist Joe Simone told me of a significant change in Chinese trademark law.
China decided to impose fines on trademark pirates. Now, on top of that, the trademark agent or lawyer who assisted the applicant, the pirate, may also be fined.
He says this can help deter trademark squatting, but the best defense, he says, is to register your trademark in China right away. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.